Now we are told here, verse 16, for they sleep not except they've done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of lawlessness and drink the wine of violence. Now here is something that I think God's people need to learn. You hear it said sometime, I don't see how that man could do a thing like that. I do not see how that woman could live that kind of a life. How can she live with herself? May I say to you that these folk couldn't live with themselves if they didn't do these things. And you and I do not know how desperate and how deep the human heart can go into sin. There's nothing that the human mind and heart will not conceive of. This is something that is tremendous that is given here. We need to learn that in life, that out in this world we're in today, you're not meeting nice people all the time. You have to be very careful of who you meet. There's some people that will be very wonderful. One of the greatest experiences I've had was as a pastor. And when I was a pastor in downtown Los Angeles, every day that I went in, I prayed in the car going in. When you ride these freeways here in Southern California, you'll do well to pray. But I prayed about really something else. My prayer always went something like this. Lord, I'm going to meet new people today. Some of those people I can help, and some of those would hurt me. Help me to be able to tell the difference. And the man that needs help, may I put my arm around him, but the man that would put a knife in my back, help me to avoid him. That's very important, I think, that we need to recognize we live in that kind of a world. And I found out that there are certain men that will become wonderful friends, bosom friends. And I thank God for those men. Men like that made this radio possible. And then there have been men that have tried to destroy it. They've actually professed to be Christian. And it's difficult really to understand their thinking. But the human heart is not to be trusted. And we need to be very careful. We need to be able to distinguish the things that differ. And we need to be able to meet mankind and to have a discernment. My, how that's needed.